Pre-game continues on Mix 101.7 KAYL and StormLakeRadio.com leading into the area game of the week. Week 9 it is already, and we're featuring the Ridgeview Raptors taking on South O'Brien in Class A District 2. Ryan Thompson visiting with Ridgeview coach Jeff Tahan, and coach, can't ask for much more than this. Playoff spot up for grabs.
Yeah, it's just a playoff game a week early is how we're looking at it. But we're excited for the test here tonight.
And let's revisit quickly last week and go back and get your thoughts. As you told me last weekend, not the prettiest of games, but nonetheless, you come out on top 14-0 at MMCRU.
No, it wasn't a pretty game, but the most important thing, we got to win and put ourselves in this position Friday night. So we had a good week. We had a good week of practice. I'm excited. I think the kids are very excited for this game, and hopefully we play a clean game and an exciting game this Friday night.
Going back to when we chatted after your week one game, you said with a lot of new starters, you still had a ways to go. And thinking back to then as to where you are now, what are the biggest strides you feel you've made as a team?
I think we're just growing up. Our leaders became more leaders, and our younger kids obviously got some more game reps and some time underneath their belt. And, you know, there's just, you can't beat experience. So I think that's just the main part. Our young kids have grown up a little bit, and our leaders have really stepped forward and become more leaders.
And on the other side, what are you going to have to do even better than you have been doing to, first of all, make it to the playoffs and hopefully make some noise when you get there?
We got to be solid on defense, other side of the football. We got to be able to stop the run on any given night, not just when we feel like it. That's the most important thing. You know, own the line of scrimmage. Make sure that we're playing a yard deep in their backfield, and on the offensive side of the ball, we got to make sure that we be able to run the ball on any given night. So it all starts up front.
And you said stop the run, and coming into this game with South O'Brien, you're going to see a steady dose of number 6 running the football for them.
Oh, absolutely. That's for sure. So I think we got a pretty good game plan for tonight, and I'm excited to see these kids go out and execute it.
And Sam Nelson for them has run the football very well. And defensively, I see that they run a 5-2, and they're a secondary especially looks good, as they especially one of the guys, Carson Lucher, has a number of interceptions.
Yep, absolutely. They're a very good football team. They're good up front, and they got some nice skill guys in the backfield. But looking throughout the season, I don't think they've played a team like they're going to see tonight. So I'm excited to see what kind of how they defend us come tonight.
So that diversity you bring offensively, especially with the passing and running game, and a quarterback that is a dual threat, do you think will especially work in your favor against them?
Well, we can hope so. You know, I want to see how we play in space. We're gonna get the football out in space, and just going out throughout the season, they haven't played a team that has spread the ball out like we have. And anytime you got a QB like we have taking the snaps, you know, I like where we're at.
Anything else? You have players that have been on the sidelines watching big games like this last year and in years past, but for many, their first time in the field in this kind of situation. Any words of advice that you're giving to them leading up to tonight?
Yeah, we're just going to go out and have some fun. I know that's kind of cliche, you know, that's what everybody says, but we're just going to go out, and I told them to go play the hardest. You know, control your attitude and effort. That's two things we can control. And after four quarters, we'll look up at the scoreboard and see where we land.
Jeff, thank you so much, as always, for the time, and go get them.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Raptors coach Jeff Tahan joining us in the pregame. We'll take another break, and the kickoff is coming up from Holstein. Playoff spot on the line. Ridgeview versus South O'Brien. It's being broadcast on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.